Judy, starring Louise Erickson as Judy and John Brown as Father.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Judy.
Father, how are you?
Fine, dear.
It's so funny that you should call. I was just thinking of you.
Well, isn't that nice?
Would you like to know what I was thinking? I was thinking that of all the fathers in the world, you were by far the most adorable and becoming.
Adorable? Becoming?
Yes. And would you like to know why I think so?
I'll
tell you why. Missy and I saw a dress today, and do you know that as soon as I laid eyes on that dress, I realized how adorable and becoming you were.
That's Judy, folks. Judy Foster, the lovable teenage girl who is close to all our hearts. And now let's drop in at the Foster home. It's a Saturday afternoon, and Judy and her mother are worried about Father.
Mother, I think you're utterly right. Father is working too hard.
Well, I've spoken to him about it, but he keeps telling me that he can't run a business by the clock.
Well, it's just terrible. Here it is, late Saturday afternoon, and he isn't home yet.
Oh, poor dear. He was meeting Mr. Emerson. He said they had some important decisions to make this afternoon.
Well, Foster, what do you think?
I don't know, Emerson. It's a hard decision to make.
Yeah, but we've got to make one, and quick, too.
Yeah, I guess so. Let me look at the figures again.
Here.
Well, I'll tell you what I think.
What, Foster? What?
$2 to win on Happy Lad in the Six. Happy Lad, what a horse. He should be pulling an ice wagon.
An ice wagon is too good for him.
Well, we did it again.
Yes, sir, six in a row. All losers.
Now I know why they call it the sport of kings. You got to be a king to be able to afford it.
You're not kidding, Foster.
You've also got to be a king-sized dope to keep on doing it.
I guess so, but... Oh, well, it's fun.
Fun? You call this fun? Losing six races in a row?
Well, yeah, but look at the kick you get when you win.
Huh, when you win? That's a laugh. You can't win it. You never come out ahead betting.
Well,
betting is a trap. They dangle some easy money in front of your nose, but you never get it. Oh, no, sirree. It's the shortest route to the poorhouse.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Foster.
I know I'm right. Who do you like in the seventh?
Hi,
Randolph.
Hi.
Hello, Mother.
Hello, dear.
Father home yet?
Not yet, Judy.
Oh, poor Father. Spending all of Saturday afternoon with Mr. Emerson making difficult decisions.
I just hope they made a few correct decisions.
But why only a few? Why not all?
Let's not be greedy, Judy. You take my word for it. They'll be lucky if they make only a few correct ones.
Well, I must say, you might have more faith in Father's business ability. I must say that I... Oh, here's Father. Hello, dear Father, dear.
Hi, Father.
Hello.
Oh. You poor dear. Sit right down here and rest.
That's a good idea.
Millie, what happened to your voice, please?
I guess I must have done some shouting.
Shouting? What is it to shout about in a business discussion?
Well, it depends upon the kind of business you're discussing.
What?
Well, in some businesses, when you make a decision, you feel like encouraging that decision, so you shout.
Randolph.
Did Mr. Emerson shout, too?
Oh, you should have heard him.
I don't think I understand, dear.
It's just as well, never mind.
Melvin, I think you should stop working so hard.
What?
Mother and I discussed it, Father. We both agree.
And spending Saturday afternoons at it is carrying it too far, dear.
Well, especially when you choose the wrong...
Randolph!
The wrong decisions, Father.
Oh, yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, I just about decided that myself.
You did, Father?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm glad, dear. After all, it isn't worth the extra money you might make by working Saturday afternoon.
What extra money?
You're perfectly right.
Yes.
And I'll tell you something else I found out. You never make that extra money. You try to do it the quick and easy way, but it doesn't work.
You're lucky if you break even now, Father.
Please, Randolph.
You know, I experienced a fascinating experience this afternoon.
What, dear?
Father, remember that adorable dress I told you about on the phone?
Yes, you.
Well, this is very interesting. Missy said it'd cost about $18, and I said it'd be closer to $25. We argued for a while, and finally I bet her a dime I was right. So
you
we went.
What?
About his iron, Father. Well, it's
Judy, that was a terrible thing you did.
No, it wasn't, Father. I won him.
That doesn't matter. In fact, it's worse.
But why? I don't understand. Mitzi wasn't angry or anything.
You bet, Judy. You bet.
I know, Father.
There's no excuse, Judy.
Oh, well, then I don't think Judy did anything so terrible by betting a dime.
Laura, what are you saying? How can you stand there and encourage your own daughter to continue a habit as evil as betting?
What?
Foster, I am not encouraging Judy to bet. I merely
that is
said
beside the point, Dora.
But, Father, I only bet a dime.
The tenth part of a dollar.
It isn't the amount. It's the principle. Even betting a penny is bad. Can't you see? It's a trap.
It is, Father?
Absolutely. Easy money is dangled in front of your nose. You win a dime. You didn't have to work for it. It's wonderful. So, next time you bet 50 cents, a dollar, $10, $100.
All that, Father, on Judy's allowance of $2 a week?
Judy, all bettors end up broke in the poorhouse.
But Melvin, you bet sometimes.
I used to, but I gave it up.
When? This afternoon?
Yeah, Randolph. I admit it, I used to bet. And that's how I know. You can't win.
Oh, you must have made some pretty bad decisions today.
Never mind that. That has nothing to do with it, Randolph. Judy, do you believe what I'm telling you?
I guess so, Father. I'll give Mitzi back her dime.
But you don't really believe it, do you, Judy?
Well, I don't.
All right, Judy, I'll prove it to you. I guess a person can never learn from somebody else's experience. You've got to find out for yourself.
Well, how am I going to find out for myself, Father? I don't think Mitzi will want to bet with me.
Yeah, well, this is what we'll do, Judy. I'm going to give you 4 weeks' allowance in advance. $8.
Really?
Now, don't get excited, Judy. I'll bet there's a catch in it somewheres.
Yes, there is. Now, next Saturday, we'll go to Sportsman's Park. I think they have horse racing there.
Why, Father, whatever makes you think so?
Yeah, never mind. They run 8 races a day, the man said. And then, you will select one horse in each race, and you'll bet a dollar on the horse.
A dollar? A whole dollar?
Yes, a whole dollar.
Well, I thought $2 is the smallest bet they take, Father.
That's true, but Judy isn't going to bet at the mutual window. She's going to bet against me. You see, I'll cover her bet.
I don't want to bet against you, Father.
Why not?
Well, I would rather not.
I think, Father, that she has her doubts about getting paid off if she wins.
Is that true, Judy?
Well, no, Father.
Hey, see, Randolph, you were wrong.
But will I, Father?
Don't worry, Judy. You have my word that I'll pay you if you win.
At the prevailing odds, Father.
Huh?
Is that good for me, Randolph? What does it mean?
Well, say the odds are 5-1. You win $5 for every dollar you bet, and so on.
Is that true, Father?
Yes, it is true.
Jesus, that's wonderful.
Hey, you see, you're in the trap. You smell easy money. Well, that's fine.
Well, Melvin, I'm opposed to the whole thing. I don't think it's right for Judy to go to the racetrack and bet on horses.
Oh, I agree with you, Dora. It isn't right for Judy to go to the track and bet on horses. And she won't go again. But I feel that it's worth it for her to go this once to learn about the evils of betting from personal experience. If she learns that lesson, more good than harm will come of it.
Well, all right, but I'm going too.
Well, I think I ought to go too, so that I can learn from Judy's experience.
All right, we'll all go. Won't do any of us any harm to learn that you never get anywhere by trying to get there the easy way. Next Saturday afternoon, we're all going to Sportsman's Park. Well, here are our seats, Dora. Not bad, either, huh?
I don't know why, but I'm very excited.
What do I do now, Father?
Well, now you decide what horse you want to bet.
Oh, I see. Father, how do I decide?
Well, that, Judy, is a problem that's been troubling horse players for many years.
And, Father, as the last person in the world, I would ask if I were you, Judy.
Never mind that, Randolph. Now, here, Judy, here's the program which lists all the horses in each race. And here's the racing form.
What's that?
Well, it's a sort of a paper, they tell me, which gives you the record of every horse in each race. What races he ran in, how he did, and so on. Here.
Isn't this interesting?
Uh-huh.
I don't understand it.
Well, that's just as well.
Do you want me to try to explain it to you, dear?
No, thank you, Father. I don't think it'd help.
It takes most people several years to find that out.
What horse are you going to bet on, Judy?
I don't know yet, Mother. I'm studying the program. Let's see, double-seater, brave sailor, Sandy Jack, sweet lady. Sweet lady. Father, I pick sweet lady.
Sweet lady? Why?
Because it's such a lovely name. Don't you think so, Mother?
Sweet lady. It is, Judy. It's lovely.
You're picking sweet lady just because you like the name?
Well, can you think of a better way, Father?
Sweet lady, huh? All right, let's see.
Let me see now. Does
it... You're sure that's the horse you want?
Yes, Father.
All right. Now I'll show you that that horse can't possibly win. Here's her record. Ran 8 races this season. Hasn't won one. Now, in her last race, she ran 6 furlongs in 1:11 4/5 seconds. And there are at least 5 other horses in this race who have done better time than that. You know what I mean, Judy?
Yes, Father. But it's such a lovely name. I definitely want to bet on Sweet Lady.
All right. But you'll be sorry.
To A Date with Judy. Now remember, Judy, you're betting $1 on Sweet Lady.
At 15 to 1.
Might as well be 100 to 1.
Come on, Sweet Lady.
Oh, save your breath, Judy. Your horse is last, Judy. He isn't even mentioning Sweet Lady.
Wait, Sweet Lady.
I wonder whether Sweet Lady is still in the race.
Oh, please, come on, Sweet Lady, come on.
What?
Well, Harvey, you're so pale.
Yes, you won. You want to. But there are seven more races.
I know. Isn't it wonderful? Father, tell me something.
What, Judy?
How long has this been going on?
Well, Judy, who do you like? I mean, what horse are you betting on in the second race?
I don't know. I can't seem to make up my mind.
What's the matter? Don't any of the horses have lovely names?
No, Father. I don't feel attracted to any of them. Can we look at the horses?
Well, certainly. Do you think that'll help his idea? Come on, me. Well, here they are. See, the jockeys always ride them around in a circle before the race. That's to warm them up.
Oh, I see.
Oh, say, you old so-and-so.
Uh-oh. Hello, Emerson.
Hello, Mr. Emerson.
Why, Judy, hello. Say, Foster, I thought you said you were through betting.
I am.
Well, then what are you here for, the sunshine?
I'm here to teach Judy you can't make money the easy way. She's betting.
No kidding.
That's right, Mr. Emerson. Father gave me 4 weeks' allowance in advance, and I'm betting him $1 a race.
What? Why, Foster, you ought to be ashamed of yourself stealing the kid's allowance.
Now, wait a minute. That's not...
Well,
I only...
Father isn't doing that. I won from him.
You did? That's a hot one. Who picked Sweet Lady for you?
I did it myself.
What?
She liked the horse's name.
No kidding. Who do you like in this race, Judy?
Well, I think that one. Number 4.
Number 4? Let me see. Oh, that's Slowfoot.
Slowfoot? Why, Judy?
Well, the color of the horse matches the jockey's eyes.
What?
That's the way she picks them, Emerson.
Let's see. Slowfoot, huh? Well, let's see what the experts say. The tipster says here, quote, if this horse doesn't have an inferiority complex yet, this race will give it to him, unquote. Let's see. Oh, Charlie the Tout says, quote, put a saddle on me and I can beat him myself, unquote.
You hear that, Judy? He hasn't got a chance.
I have made my decision, and nothing will deter me.
Okay, but you'll be sorry. Yes, I know.
Oh, Father, I'm so grateful for everything you're teaching me.
Oh. I tell you, Emerson, it's uncanny. 6 races and she's won every one of them.
I can't understand it. It defies all the laws.
She picked by a hair in the third because she felt sorry for it. So few people were betting on it. Mm-hmm. And in the fourth, she picked Spookship because she likes mystery stories. In the fifth, Saranac because he reminded her of Glenn Ford. And Hide Away in the sixth because, get this, Emerson, because it has long eyelashes.
Incredible! But it's pure coincidence, Foster. Couldn't happen again in a million years.
Yeah, maybe not. But I owe her a fortune, and there are only 2 races left. There's only one thing to do. I've got to win some money in the next 2 races.
I thought you weren't going to bet anymore.
Well, what else can I do? I don't want to pay her out of my own pocket.
Yeah, well, who do you like in the seventh? Well,
let's see. What about Hot Toddy?
Hot Toddy? Why?
Well, it's such a cute name for a horse.
Foster, do you mean to tell me that an old horse player like yourself is going to pick a horse because it's got a cute name?
Well... It works for Judy.
Oh, you're cracking up, Foster.
Well,
Who do you like?
There's only one horse in this race, Dread Easy.
Dread Easy, huh?
Sure, he can't lose. I'm going to bet heavy on him. $4.
Dread Easy, huh?
I'll be back in a minute.
Where are you going, Foster?
To see how Judy feels about it.
Dread Easy? Oh, no, Father. There's nothing distinctive about him.
No?
No.
Hmm. I bet on Frisky Sal. That's sort of an interesting name.
How do you feel about that, Jim?
Frisky Sal? I'm sorry to contradict you, Mother, but that name mustn't interest me at all.
Oh, does it?
Not in the least. Hmm. Now, the horse that I...
Yes.
Well, don't you think that Hot Toddy is much cuter?
Oh, I do, Judy. I definitely do. As a matter of fact, I was fascinated by the name.
I bet on Hot Toddy.
Hot Toddy, that's fine. That's great. Excuse me, I'll be right back.
Goodness, where's your father running to?
To see a man about a horse.
What is it, Foster?
The line's too long. The race will start before I can get the mutual window. Make this $5 bet for me.
Oh, sure. Tread Easy?
No. Hot Toddy.
Hot Toddy? Are you kidding?
Please, Emerson. Hot Toddy.
But, Foster, I can't let you throw your money away.
Throw it away? But Judy said...
Now, look, Foster, don't be a child. The kid had a few lucky breaks.
Six in a row.
Coincidence. Pure coincidence. Get a grip on yourself, Foster. You're a grown man.
Yeah. Maybe you're right, Emerson. Couldn't happen again in a million... No. Hot Toddy, Emerson.
All right, Foster, it's your money.
Yes, it's my money, and I want it on Hot Toddy.
You don't like Hot Toddy, huh?
It's your money, Foster.
Yeah.
Well, she likes the name.
It's your money, Foster.
Yeah.
Well, she... All right, Emerson, bet it on Tread Easy.
I wonder who's betting on who.
He won! Fred Easy! He won!
I can't understand it. It's very strange. I was positive Hot Toddy would win.
Yeah, well, he didn't. Fred Easy won. You see, Judy, I told you, you can't win
your
all
the... attention, ladies and gentlemen. Your attention, please. Fred Easy has been disqualified.
What?
The winner of the seventh race is Hot Toddy.
Now, what were you saying, Father?
No, it can't. They can't do this to me. Emerson, it's all his fault. I'll kill
him. I won. I knew he'd win. I knew it.
And the little lady wins again, Father.
She's uncanny. Seven in a row.
Foster,
Emerson, you touted me off.
Foster, I apologize. Now, who does this charming young lady like in the eighth? Judy, tell me, huh?
Well, Mr. Emerson, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to bet on this race.
What?
No, Judy. No, don't say that.
Father owes me enough money.
Please, Judy.
Melvin, if Judy wants to stop betting, she should.
Talk to her, Foster. You're her father. Talk to
you
her.
You can win more, Judy. Lots more.
Oh, I'd rather not take the chance, Father.
Now, listen, Judy. We made an agreement. You were going to bet on every race. And you're going to. That's final.
That's telling her, Foster.
Well, all right.
Which one, Judy? What name do you like?
How about Easy Living?
No.
30 grand?
No.
Yeah.
You know... none of these names does anything to me.
Not even 30 grand, Judy?
I'm afraid not, Mr. Emerson.
Foster, do something.
Judy, come with me.
Where are we going, Father?
To look at the horses again. Well, Judy?
Look at 30 grand, Judy.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. None of them just...
Judy, please, Judy. I'm out $20.
Well, I'm sorry, but... wait. That one. I think he winked at me.
Winked at you? What does that mean?
That one? Number six. Let's see. Winner pile.
Oh. Come on, Emerson.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Just because a horse...
Listen, Emerson, if Judy says that horse winked at her, that's good enough for me. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
But you...
you can do what you want. As for me, I know what I...
Wait, Foster. Wait for me.
Well, when Winterpile wins, I'll be able to pay off Judy and still end up a little to the girl.
If he wins, Foster.
Oh, stop worrying, Emerson. He winked at Judy, didn't he? Well, there they are. Hello, Judy.
Hello, Father.
Now then, where were you?
Oh,
around. Well, Judy, so you think Winterfowl's going to win, huh? I'll tell you a secret. I put a little bet on him myself.
But Melvin, you said that you...
I know, but a man can't pass up a sure thing, can he?
Remember the trap, Father.
Oh, this is different.
Father, would you mind if I sort of changed our bet?
What? Change our bet? What do you mean?
Well, I'm not sure Winnipile did wink at me.
What? Foster, you ruined me. You talked me into it.
Shut up, Emerson. Judy, what are you saying?
Well, I'm not sure, and there's another horse I'd like to bet on.
Who? Quick, who is it? We might still be able to get a bet down on him.
Well, I just remembered I once had a teacher whose name is Miss Simple.
So?
So, there's a horse in this race whose name is Miss Simple. I'd like to bet on that.
Yeah, come on, Emerson, we may still...
Well,
I think we can still get
that. Oh, well.
Too late.
Oh, Foster.
Can I change, Father?
No. You made me bet on Winterpile, so you've got to bet on him, too.
Now, if I have Winterpile still in front by 2 miles.
Judy, you're a genius. Come on, Winterpile.
Come on, Winterpile.
Maybe he did wink at me.
You're uncanny, Judy. We'll go from track to track. We'll win a fortune.
What about the evils of betting, Father?
Oh, this isn't evil. This isn't betting. It's a sure thing. We'll go from track to track.
May I go with you, Foster? Come on, Winterpile.
Winterpile, drop dead.
I knew Miss Simple would win.
You said Winterpile. He winked at you.
But I changed my mind. I told you Miss Simple.
And I bet every single dollar on Winterpile.
Oh, Father, you poor, unfortunate man.
You see, Judy, I told you. You never come out ahead betting. Never. Now, let this be a lesson to you.
Randolph, do you want to know something very interesting?
What, Judy?
We have in our possession a very fine, generous father.
We have?
We certainly have. Imagine him going to the Bon Ton all by himself and buying this exquisite, charming dress simply because he overheard me mention purely by accident that I liked it.
Imagine.
Why, there is no limit to his kindness and generosity. He said he was going to buy the other one in the window for me, too.
No kidding.
No kidding. I just have to do one small favor for him.
What's that?
I have to pick in 8 winners for tomorrow.
A Dame of Judy is written by Elaine Leslie and stars Louise Erickson as Judy and John Brown as Father, with Tommy Cook as Randolph and Myra Marsh as Mother. Original music was composed by Paul Sartell and conducted by Konstantin Bakalinikov. The program was produced and directed by Helen Mack.
Come to you through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.